was one of mine.
Of course it was.
I know.
Such a Zoo record. I yes. loved it.
Perfectly yeah. Weird. That was the band Tension Pets with the song On the Outside from the Cutie EP that was released in July. And Tension Pets are from Chicago, Illinois.
I loved in your Yeet list, you said something like, it's less like scuba diving and more like dressing up as a scuba diver and like pretend swimming in front of a green screen.
It sounds that way, right?
Like exactly like that. You captured them perfectly.
Oh, thank you. I was very inspired by the QB EP. They paint quite a picture.
For sure. Okay, and then before that was another one of mine that was Just Let Me Go with the song Friends for Whenever It's Convenient from the Just Let Me Go, Aren't We Amphibians Sweethearts split cassette that came out in March on Thumbs Up Records from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Self First Records from Apple Valley, California. And Just Let Me Go are from El Cerrito, California. And I'm going to give them Best House Show Band of the Year.
Oh, that's good. I can totally see them killing it in a living room or something. Okay, and then before that, we heard Chat Pile.
Oh, huge year for them.
One of their biggest years ever, I think. Yeah, that was Chat Pile from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, with the song Funny Man from the Cool World LP that came out in October on the Flesner from San Francisco, California, and Evil Greed from Berlin, Germany. And... like, this was a pretty brutal and devastating year for us, so the Cool World LP gave me a place to store all my negative energy.
I can't think of many records, or bands even, as mean-spirited as Chat Pile.
I appreciate them for not talking down to us. Mm-hmm. If we're feeling dark, then let us let the intrusive thoughts in.
That's health. That's healthy right there.
Okay, and then we started that off with the band Shit from Toronto, Ontario, or I guess S-H-I-T, S period, H period, I period, T period, with the song Rotten Column from the For a Better World 12-inch that came out in October on Iron Lung Records from Seattle, Washington, and La Vida Es Moose from Hackney, London, UK.
I'm calling it now. That's going to take the prize for making it onto the most yeet lists this year.
It just fits. Yeah. Right?
Your review is so good. It's perfect. Just go listen to it. Stop reading this.
Yes. Do it. Listen to Shit. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. His name is Michael from the North Bay.
And her name is Zoo from all over.
And despite everything, we made it to 2K25. So we're saying smell you later, 2K24.
We'll learn from it, you know?
Yeah. We got trauma, anxiety, threats of lawsuits, and a bit more calluses on our knuckles.
And a bit more calluses on our chins. And if you ever need a ride, I'm just up the street.
It's been a lifesaver, seriously. I don't know if I can drive again anytime soon, so I don't know.
You thinking about getting a new car this year?
Probably not. I'm not falling for that again. And if anyone is, don't go to get no lawsuit.
Nope.
Let's just say about the car from a guy named Matt.
Oh, seriously, chill out with that.
What? I'm not saying anything wrong.
No.
Just that
no.
The car came from a guy named Max.
Don't
go to Max. Beaverton. That dude's a scumbag.
Who is going to sue you if you talk about it publicly? Chill out with that.
Okay. We should probably change the subject. What are we listening to?
Let's do a fun one.
Perfect palate cleanser. We need some Australians to change the mood. Okay, this is 1-800-MIKEY with the song Online.
Say
defined my 2K25, and I gave them the title of album of the year for that reason.
Yeah.
That was, of course, the band Bad Year from Denver, Colorado, with the song Crate Digger from their self-titled LP that came out in September on Snappy Little Numbers from Denver, Colorado, and Motorcycle Potluck Records, who are also from Denver.
And shouts out Snappy Little Numbers, and shouts out Spells, yeah, who are also on Snappy Little Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard the band The Chisel with the song Fuck 'em from the What a Fucking Nightmare LP that came out in February on Pure Noise Records from Berkeley, California. And The Chisel are from London in the UK. And I'm going to give them Best Bar Fight Record of the Year because it makes me want to watch a bar fight.
a punch-up in a bar, yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah,
okay, and then before that, okay, so we heard the band Street Sweeper with the song Don't Wait from the Don't Wait 7-inch EP that came out in November on Legless Records from Rye, Victoria, Australia. And then we started that off with, of course, 1-800-MIKEY with the song Online from the Digital Pet LP that came out in October on Under the Gun Records from East LA, California, and Aosta Teka Tontrega from Mannheim, Germany. And okay, one of those bands is from Melbourne and one is from Sydney. Can you guess which is which?
Mikey sounds like he's from Melbourne. Yeah.
No, other way around.
Really?
I know.
Damn. Street Sweeper sounds like they're a loud drinking band. It sounds very Sydney to me.
Yeah, and Mikey is so whimsical. I know. I couldn't believe it. Australians, man.
Yeah, thank you, Australians, for keeping us guessing.
Yeah.
Never change. Or I guess always change and keep us guessing.
Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Sue from All Over. You can hear every MRR episode at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find podcasts. And a reminder to everyone, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is looking for new radio hosts, so if you're interested in making a show, please reach out. And I also wanted to give a huge heart-shaped shout-out to our three new hosts that started this year.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, who started in April, Eric, who started in August, and Carrie, who started in October. And I'm not just being nice, y'all. Like, seriously, you are naturals.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, big congratulations to Danny, Eric, and Carrie.
Seriously, welcome. And thank you for all the shows that you're giving us and the genuine excitement that I hear in your shows.
Welcome, everybody.
So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And I'm here with my dearest real friend for life. Michael from the North Bay.
And I'm not going anywhere. And like you've been saying, we got each other through it, and we'll do it again. Or, no, hopefully we won't have to go through the shit that we went through this year again.
Seriously. And so the powers that be... Oh, no, wait. We pulled that audio from...
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a clip from our New Year's episode from last year. And just listen. Just listen to this.
Congratulations on a great year.
Should we tempt fate and say that we had a good year?
It's a gamble. I don't want to put that into the universe and have the other shoe drop.
I think we earned the ability to say that we enjoyed this year. But please, to the powers that be, please don't throw us a hardship or send us a challenge to make us stronger. We're doing okay with the strength that we have. We're pulling it off, and that's good enough for us.
Yes, please.
So that was a stupid mistake.
Awkward.
Why did we do that? Why did we tempt fate? Yeah. We really ate shit on that one.
Honestly, I like to think that you can choose what your rock bottom is. Like I say, like, this is as far as I need to fall, and I'm going to lay here for a minute, and then the only option is to start climbing.
I love that. I'm done falling, and I don't think it's necessary for fate to kick our asses anymore. Honestly, though, like, I mean, honestly, the best moments in my life have always come right after something horrible. Like, horrible moments make things seem good. Like this summer at the Northwest Post Rock Fest, those two nights, I remember, you know, I was breathing.
Yeah, we were alive.
Yeah.
And we still are.
And we're still standing. That's right. And now that we took on so many horrible incidents, then that means that good things are coming.
They are. And we already started to get some.
Was your year okay?
I think it was. Yeah, it was extremely emotional and challenging because of that, and overwhelming. But the good bits were just as overwhelming as the bad. So that's an incredible life if you think about it that way.
That makes me so happy to hear. Yeah. Having someone to console is a very loving experience that like you get to share together. But celebrating someone's accomplishments warms my soul back up, and I'm really proud of you for making it through this year. I don't know if I say that often enough.
I feel it.
Like, dude. You fell in love this year.
I did, yeah. And it's been like an immediate new chapter in my life. Like literally like 3 weeks and my life was completely different.
And she's so lovely. And I know that she... Oh God, we're still recording, aren't we? Sorry. Well, I know that she listens to these and I hope she knows that I love her very much too. Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dream world.
Yeah, thank you for all your endless support and love, Karenia.
We'll be okay. This next year will be what it is, and we'll accept it into our lives. Or we'll just take it on the chin.
That reminds me of something that you said last spring when you thought you were going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I'll be okay. I have my records.
Yeah, I did. And that's my favorite thing about music. I've had a lot of things, a lot of people that have been taken away from me. And my favorite thing about music is that it will never stop.
Mm.
As long as human beings are on the planet, they will always be making music. When we'll all look out our windows and see the mushroom cloud in the distance, someone will be writing a song about it. And one of my favorite things about Maximum is that it showed me how many records come out every month. There is a new song being written somewhere in the world at all times, all day, every day.
Music is something that can't be taken away from us.
Yeah, it can't be taken away from us. So speaking of... Jesus... We're still recording an MRI episode, aren't we?
And it's the best part now. We get to play our MVP.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, yes. And I want to see yours. What'd you bring? Damn it! Oh, God. I knew I was forgetting one. Damn it. How did Take Care slip my mind?
Really?
Oh, I'm a ding-dong. Yeah. Oh, God. Apologies to Southtown Lane. And Eugene in general. How did I miss this?
I got you covered.
Actually, they still get to make it into the episode, so yeah. Oh, and what trophy did they get?
Best goddamn record of the year.
Of course,
it's amazing. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, and yours?
Yeah, mine is this one.
Oh, of course. It's just quality, cover to cover.
I know I give record of the year out already, but they get MVPs, I think. This thing is so eclectic. Yeah. Like, the second I started it, I wanted to hear the spectrum of all that they can do. And they cover all of it in 11 songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some great music this year.
And there will be next year, too, like you said.
And it'll never stop.
Yeah.
And we'll never stop listening.
I mean, we couldn't. So, yeah, thank you to anyone out there that creates music. You'll always be the best part of any day, regardless.
And thank you to everyone in this community. And congratulations for making it out of last year and into this one. I love you all very much.
Happy New Year, Zoo.
Happy New Year, Michael.
This is Southtown Lanes with the song Witness from the Take Care LP that came out in May on Dog Nights Productions in the UK. And Southtown Lanes are from Eugene, Oregon. And I really hope to get to see y'all this year. Yeah. And hopefully we can play a show this year.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there. Yeah. And then the song Gone Forever by Hi-Viz from the Guided Tour LP that came out in October on Deus Records from Los Angeles, California. And Hi-Viz are from London, UK.